in that situation, there's always got to be a team that's disappointed, and I guess from my point of view, I think there still needs to be a lot of work done on Duckworth Lewis if you can score that many runs and only win by one run with them having six overs of power play. But I guess that's for another day.
Were you aware when you were out there how tight it was with Duckworth Lewis?
Yes, because the only problem is I had the end of the over score. I think they were slightly ahead the over before and things. But, yeah, I think there's been a lot of talk about it on Twitter from IPL games where there's been a bit of rain around and not been a fair system. But I'm sure over time, I think, hopefully there's some other Duckworth and Lewis out there that can come up with a better formula.
It was a pretty brave call, though. You bought on Will Beer for that final over, and those dot balls, I think you bowled three balls for one run.
Yeah, I mean, it was crucial. But, I guess whoever you bowled then, it could have gone either way. But Barry, there was a lot of little things that, could have gone our way and gone their way. But, I think we deserved the 2 points, and it was a nice way to start a competition. And hopefully, we can sing Sussex by the Sea a bit more often.
Let's talk about your innings, 93. Luke Wright hit some pretty big sixes down here last year. You went over the flats. He didn't do that.
It was only about a 50-metre boundary, so I don't know if I'll get too carried away. But, I think it was. I thought we played very smart cricket. I think there was one very big boundary into the wind, and I think the way we targeted the short boundary and also, the way we ran and, back home in New Zealand, there was not a lot of reverse sweeps that are played there. Way Brownie, targeted the short boundary with the big boundary this end was very smart. And I think if we can continue to build on the way we've started, then hopefully we can play some smart cricket and some good cricket over the next little while.
And with all your experience of playing T20 around the world, how important is that everybody contributed down the order?
Oh, I think it's it's. It said a lot, I think, about 2020 cricket, and momentum's a big part. And I think, you want to contribute to a team performance. And I think, the way that Nashi and Salty got us off to a great start, we'll do them a lot of good for this tournament and getting a bit of confidence, because 2020 can be a pretty fickle game at times. And it's nice for them to get a bit of a start and get us off to a good start.
It's been a busy schedule. Ross, 5 championship matches now at T20. A week off. How welcome is that now?
I've got to go and work for Sky tomorrow, so I don't know if it's... I don't know how easy that's going to be, but it's nice to get a win and start a competition well. I think we've got another championship match at home, after the week break, and then there's a lot of white ball cricket. So it was great to get the 2 points. A lot of players, it's good to see what they've got, and hopefully we can get a bit of momentum.